morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
And Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And we are proudly joined right now by our new friend, Mr. Thomas Redbird IV from Ho-Chunk Game and Casino. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, everyone. How you doing?
We're doing good over here. How are you, sir?
Awesome, awesome. Doing awesome over here.
Really good to hear, Thomas. I got to get this out right away. It's 1/4 talking to another. I'm James the 4th. You're the 4th. We don't run into a lot of 4s, so that's great.
Awesome, awesome. That's great to hear, actually. Yeah, honestly, you're probably a part of a handful group that I've met in my life so far. Funny thing, actually, I have a 5th, too. I have a son, Thomas the 5th. Got to keep it going, man.
Same here. I got a James Cavan over here, man. I got a 5th as well. Yeah.
Right on.
Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. And I got to tell you, we're really happy to talk to our friends at Ho-Chunk. We don't get a chance to do this very often. And with that being said, if you don't mind, I'd like to rewind a little bit to start things off. Can we recap last month at Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino in Nakusa?
Yeah. So we had a great time. I mean, starting off with New Year's Eve, started off the new year right over here. So every year, Ho-Chunk Game and Nakusa makes it a priority to kind of make New Year's Eve like the cherry on top of the year and to bring in the new year right. So we always get bigger and better every year. I mean, this year was pretty awesome. We gave a 2023 Mustang Mach-E away. So that had a lot of buzz leading up to it. I mean, it was worth over like $55,000. It was probably one of the most packed floors on the casino here that I've seen in a long time. I mean, I've been here for the last 5 years, and that was the busiest I've seen.
I can't imagine. That's a beautiful vehicle. That's a beautiful vehicle. Yeah. That is a really cool thing.
On top of that, too, we had cash prizes all night. I mean, it started at like noon, and we went for 12 hours straight. We were giving away cash, so it was a great time. I mean, we had over $8,000 at the end of the night that we gave away along with the vehicle. We had Free Fallin', the Tom Petty concert experience here that night. Mm-hmm. Those guys can really rock out. I mean, who doesn't like Tom Petty? So it's kind of an easy sell. I mean, I think there was maybe 2 or 3 empty seats in the whole crowd. We almost sold out. We were close, but those guys really rocked the show. I mean, it was a great time. I mean, they set off the fire alarms that night, so if anyone listening, they know we had the fire alarms go off because they had the fog machine coming out. It was a crazy night. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It's a great band, really good band. We've heard of them before. That's really cool to have them. And you did the Warm Hearts Full Carts as well. I really admire this.
Yeah, so Warm Hearts Full Carts was the promotion that Ho-Chunk Game and Nakusa just ran. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, the season of giving doesn't just end around the holiday time for us. I mean, we like to always give back to our community. We're a big partner in our community. I'll get to a couple of things that we're into later, but, you know, Warm Hearts Full Carts was really fun. So basically, we were giving away an all-expense-paid shopping spree dash at the local Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa.
That was
really fun. It was two winners, and we partnered with the Sweps Food Pantry in Wisconsin Rapids and Super Socks in Marshfield. So basically, it was really fun because we got to shuttle them over to the Piggly Wiggly. It was after they closed. They set it up. Like, have you guys seen that show, Supermarket Sweep?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's exactly how we had this set up in the Piggly Wiggly. It was really fun kind of coordinating with those guys. So shout out to everyone over at the Piggly Wiggly. That was really fun.
Cool.
But they got to go. They had 5 minutes. They couldn't run. And they had to load up on as much groceries as they can, and we would just cover the bill for everything. And then we would donate matching funds to whatever food pantry or nonprofit that they partnered up with. Mm-hmm. So someone from the nonprofit, someone in the winter would go out and do the supermarket dash type deal for us. You know, it's 5 minutes. You don't think that you can get a lot in 5 minutes, but we actually raised a lot of money, and it was really awesome.
Cool.
We're donating at the end of it all. Over $16,000 between the two nonprofits. That's going to be split up kind of however much they racked up dirt while they were helping that person. So that's really awesome. I didn't think you could get that much. I mean, I think the highest total we had was someone had $3,500 worth of groceries in 5 minutes.
Amazing. Just amazing. I mean, I got really big hands, and I would have never realized that you could even do something like that. And I'm so glad this came up, too, Thomas, because I don't think that we get a chance very often when we talk about Ho-Chunk Gaming, we talk about entertainment, having a good time, all these things. Ho-Chunk, from its the beginning of its existence, has put back into communities as well. They give. They don't just take. They put back in as well.
Yeah, we're really, that's really like kind of at our core. I mean, don't get me wrong, I would love for everyone to think of Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa and just say, oh, that's a great time out there. But I know for a fact a lot of people think of us like, oh, I've seen them part of this charity, I've seen part of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get donation forms all the time to be part of cancer runs and stuff like that. I mean, this... partnering with Sweps and Super Sox, this isn't the first time we've done something mm-hmm. with them. I mean, we're always part of the community, and we're really proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Let's go ahead and look. Go ahead, Thomas.
Oh, no, yeah. So this is part of... Yeah, sorry. I was just kind of tailpiping off of that. So it's kind of looking forward at the same time. While we're talking about how Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa is part of the community, we're actually the presenting sponsor of the Special Olympics Polar Plunge, mm-hmm. and that is this Saturday over at Anchor Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. We've been able to talk about that event quite a bit with a couple of guests, and it's so exciting. We look forward to it every year.
Yeah, looking forward to it as well. I got to... I'm one of the lucky few that got to be on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa plunge team.
If you call that lucky,
yeah. It was a lucky draw, and I got my name pulled, so I can't say no to a good time like that. So,
that's awesome.
I guess we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you got to let us know how that goes next time you join us, Thomas. Yeah, I want to hear a follow-up to that story. That's good.
All right.
What's the Off-Road Warrior promotion? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so that's really fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa is starting our Off-Road Warrior promotion. We're going to be giving away 2 ATVs and 2 UTVs, those side-by-sides. And that's going to be from Power Pack Sports and Equipment in Marshfield. That's really fun. We have 4 drawings. We have 2 of them this month in February. The first one is February 11th. The second one is February 25th. And then the same dates, but in March. For the other one. So it's going to alternate. We're going to give away 1 ATV, and then the next drawing in the next month, we're going to give away a UTV. So that's going to be really fun. We have 7 winners that are going to be drawn. We have the grand prize winner, who obviously is going to be winning the ATV UTV. But I think a kind of an underrated winning is going to be the second winner, because they get one of those electric scooter coolers. We're going to be giving those away as well. Have you guys seen one of those before?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah,
I haven't.
That's really fun. I was driving it around the casino floor the other night and kind of hyping it up for everyone, and a lot of people were like, hey, give me the cooler, forget about the ATV. So that was really fun. That was really awesome.
That's all cool. That sounds like a great one.
Yeah.
How can people be a part of this, Thomas?
So the way you earn entries is you got to come in, obviously, to the casino and be playing with your Rewards Club card. So stop at the booth. We have a wonderful staff that will be able to help you out, set you up, put you at ease, talk you into where the good machines are, all the other good stuff. So use that card, and you can play while you're playing. Make sure your card's earning points. You just earn points while you're playing. And then for every 25 points, you get $10 and an entry into the drawing. So that's going to be going on from now all the way until March 25th. You can earn entries. So you have a lot of chances to rack up some entries for these things.
Yeah. What about the free shuttle service? Is that coming back? I heard some rumors it might be.
Yeah. So we actually did our first run this week to all of our sites, and it was a successful run. So we are limiting our shuttle service to 14 people at a time. We're doing right now, just to kind of ease into it, we're doing once a week in the first one is on Sunday. That's in Hotel Marshfield. Reservations are required. You just have to call the casino and ask about the shuttle service, and they'll transfer you to the people who will get you down on that. So Hotel Marshfield's our first stop. Holiday Inn in Stevens Point was on Tuesday. And then today, actually, we have another shuttle run, and that's going to be at the Wisconsin Rapids Walmart. So we're really excited. We have a lot of people signed up for it already. It's pretty cool because on top of you getting a free ride to and from, if you are a loyal rider, if we have a loyalty program with the shuttle service, you can earn rewards plate just from getting a free ride to and from. So it's a pretty sweet deal. We're paying you to use our shuttle, so it's pretty awesome.
I don't have to go out and start my car for 5 minutes and then go out there and scrape off the ice and all that. Like that, yeah, it sounds like a really good deal. So
it's a toasty, warm shuttle, I promise you. We start it nice beforehand. We crank the heat before everyone gets on. There's nice, comfortable seats. We actually have a new shuttle wrap as well on the outside. So I know some people who may have rode our shuttles in the past might not recognize it right now, but we have a new design on the outside. It's really awesome. We as a team really worked hard to get that going. So if you ever see the shuttle, follow it to Ho-Chunk Game in Nakusa. It's going to be a great time.
And just to wrap up, Thomas, because we don't want to keep you too long, know how busy you are. I do know there's a job fair coming up and wanted to mention that as well.
Yep. So we're really excited. So, you know, just like everyone else going on out there, you know, finding employment opportunities can be kind of hard. So we wanted to make that kind of easy and do a one-stop job fair over here at Ho-Chunk Game in Nakusa. That's going to be on February 9th, and that starts at 9 a.m. at our back banquet center here at Ho-Chunk Game in Nakusa. Just come into the front entrance, and we'll have people in signs directing you to where to go. If you or someone you know is interested in joining our hometown casino team, just let me know. I will say that Ho-Chunk Game Nakusa, since I've been in the last 5 years, is a work culture unlike any other. It's really like a family. I mean, I know a lot of my coworkers personally. I didn't know them before I started working here, but now we're inviting each other over for cookouts and we're part of birthday celebrations together. It's a really close-knit group, and we're really excited to add more people and like-minded individuals to that team. We're really excited.
I've had a lot of friends over the years work over there. Never heard a bad thing. And you hit it on the head with family. That's what I hear from a lot of people that work over there. You get treated good, and you feel like family with your coworkers.
Yeah. I mean, we extend that family to our guests, too. I mean, we really pride ourselves with our guest services and our customer service. I myself moved up to the offices. Some people may know me here because I worked at the front desk down here, and I mean, even our guests, I've met our guests on multiple levels. I've got invited myself to weddings from our guests and birthday parties, a bar mitzvah, actually.
It was nice.
It was actually a really fun time, yeah. So it's great to kind of see the community come together at a central location like this, and it's really fun to see everyone get together.
You just made this Hebrew man very happy, because just the idea that there was a bar mitzvah even in this state, like, I mean, that just made me happy. We're in February. We got to talk Mardi Gras. You guys got a Mardi Gras promotion going on or anything?
Yep. So obviously Fat Tuesday is coming up, February 21st. We're really excited about that. On February 21st, come on into Ho-Chunk Game in Nakusa. We have hot seats going on every hour. You get to win cash prizes, rewards play. Awesome prizes like that. But our big draw right now is that the Swiftwater Lounge is bringing the Bayou to Nakusa. They have awesome New Orleans style food and drink specials. It's going to be bringing the vibe of New Orleans over here to Nakusa. It's going to be really nice.
Working on that Cajun accent. We're going a little bit of Cajun.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Down there. Yeah, you got to try it down there. Come over here, try the food, and then book your plane tickets down to New Orleans.
There you go. Thomas, this has been a blast. The only problem is you did too good. You have to join us again. Now you have to come back. This has been too much fun.
Yeah. Well, hey, I try my best. You guys made it easy. You guys are easy conversationists over here. So, of course, we'll get something scheduled for sure.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more maybe about the shuttle or the loyalty riders or some of the other great things you guys have going on over there, Thomas, how can they reach you? How can they find out more?
So our main way to update all of our followers is our Facebook page. So look us up. I mean, everyone. I mean, your grandma, your grandpa, your aunt, your uncle, your niece, your nephew. Everyone's got a Facebook these days. So that's our easiest way to update everyone. Just make your way over there, Ho-Chunk Game in Nakusa. That has all the updates on everything we just talked about. And then we also give sneak peeks into videos and stuff that we're going to be doing later on. We have a lot of entertainment coming up that we're going to be excited to promote here soon in the summertime. So it's a great time. We're growing over here. We're swinging back from shutting down, and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, and we're going to send some people your way, Thomas. This is great. Thanks so much for joining us. You have yourself a great day, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, yep, sounds good. You guys have a great day, and see you later. Bye.
Take care.
Yeah, bye. See ya.
Again, the website, ho-chunkgaming.com. As Thomas told you, type that into your search bar on Facebook. Another great way to keep up with the great gang over there. Appreciate the time from Thomas. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun talking with Tom. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some entertainment news and plenty more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We dive into some entertainment news now. And I did want to let everybody know there was a lot of talk about James Gunn, the new head of DC, or one of the heads of DC, had a big press conference yesterday talking about the new lineup for DC and what they're going to be doing going forward. Seth and I will be diving into that on Director's Cut. We'll have that coming up for you. Will it be, I don't know if it'll be this week's. Will it be this week's episode?
I think it will be this week's episode. Yep.
This week we are going to be joined by our friends from the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. We have Amber Fate and Wendy with us, Wendy Minch, talking about the new show 1974. As that will probably wrap up towards the tail end of that is when Seth and I will touch on this.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
So we'll get into that then. For right now, Dr. Phil coming to an end.
Oh.
As one thing begins, another comes to an end. Dr. Phil is
time.
He's not a real doctor. Dr. Phil coming to an end after the current season, which will conclude this spring. The show debuted in 2002 after Dr. Phil got his start on Oprah in the 90s. Phil says, quote, "With this show, we have helped thousands of guests and millions of viewers through everything from addiction and marriage to mental wellness and raising children. Also making people very famous, like that Catch Me Outside girl or whatever, who's like a millionaire now or whatever."
Yeah,
like,
right.
I didn't add that part. Added, quote, "This has been an incredible chapter of my life and career, but while I'm moving on from daytime, there is so much more I wish to do."
Okay.
So, wrapping up that one.
All right.
Big decline in ratings and advertising dollars over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
That's going to lead to that every time.
Yes, it will.
if you're wondering how Wayne Brady couldn't make it in daytime TV or something like that, that's, you know, that's your answer right there.
Yeah. Yep.
So I brought this up earlier. Paul Rudd, one of the more well-known, fun, likable actors in the game. Most people are pretty big fans of Paul Rudd.
Yep.
Melissa, you know Paul Rudd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I mean, you know, Mel knows Paul Rudd. I mean,
yeah, right.
I know him. Everybody's got
him. Wasn't trying to tease you there. But
Sure.
Paul Rudd, I was also just trying to like make sure Melissa was there because I didn't look up on the calendar.
Are you there?
In an interview for Men's Health, Paul Rudd says, Paul Rudd has finally revealed a secret to his eternal youth and why he looks the same as he did in Clueless. It is, spoiler alert, it's not going to, Mexico, some dark alley or something like that or anything. It's 8 hours of sleep.
Oh.
He says, quote, "Then diet, then weights, then cardio. The most important part of training is sleep."
Mm-hmm.
"People will set their alarm and then sleep for 4 hours and then they'll get up so that they can train. They're doing themselves a disservice. I get up and I have a cup of coffee and then I do cardio before I eat anything. I never would have done that before Ant-Man. I lift weights, hopefully at least 3 times a week."
Well, how about that?
Paul is well aware that all of that sounds like hell, but he insists it's not because he finds the routine comforting. Exercising and having a good diet makes him feel less like an imposter when playing Ant-Man.
Wow.
Oh, and for the curious, he eats eggs every day, a lot of salmon, and drinks protein shakes that are just protein and water, no fruit.
Okay. Wow.
I was really impressed when he got the role of Ant-Man, first off. And then to see him like in a t-shirt and those things, like, hey, he worked out for this.
Yeah,
like,
he sure got did, really. Yeah.
Now, if it paid attention to his career, like I have, Paul Rudd is a thespian. He may not look like it in the way he is in interviews and how much fun he has. The greatest, outside of anything with Johnny Carson, the greatest interviews you may have ever seen is when Paul Rudd is on the Conan O'Brien show. I will stand on that. And I'll admit that, let me just pick up this name before I drop it, getting to meet him had a little to do with this.
Right,
he could not have treated me nicer. And seeing him and Conan interact in person is one of the greatest things I'll ever see in my life. It's so wonderful. But he does not, I bring it up also because I've seen him in person. So I've stood toe-to-toe with him. And I dwarf him in some ways. Like, and I'm the skinny guy. I'm a scarecrow-looking guy. So for him to kind of do this routine was not easy. This was years long before Ant-Man.
Yeah.
The shape he has gotten in for this is noteworthy, especially when every guy that gets a superhero role wants to be The Rock. And do this crazy, insane regimen and all this.
Yeah.
This, what he's doing, it's not easy, but it's also not like working out 24/7. And
right.
No, eating. It's healthy.
Yes, yes. I think that there's a lot to be said for this.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool that he's like not only giving this out there, but you could see the results.
Right.
You can see the results later this month in Ant-Man Quantum, you know, Quantum Fight.
I have to say, there is a thing with Marvel movies, and I don't know if anyone else has known. I'm sure people have noticed this before, especially when you get a guy not known for, you know, their physique or something like. Chris Pratt was another great example of that.
Yes,
but Paul Rudd was one. There is, if they do a really good job of getting themselves into that, you know, that superhero, whatever, you will see a shirtless scene.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It, without fail.
Yes.
And I got to give those guys credit because they worked really hard to get to look like that. Give them their shirtless scene, you know?
Man, if I looked like that, I'd never wear a shirt. Never wear a shirt if I look like that. I got no pecs. If I even had a little bit of that physique, I'd probably go around with no shirt out of everything. In the middle of winter, I would not care.
He'd freeze, but you know,
But he looked good doing it. Looked good doing it. Like,
he's blue. When did we hire blue people here?
We've turned into the Smurfs.
Yeah.
It will never be lost on me. Chris Pratt was his claim to fame was in Parks and Recs, and he breaks his leg, and he's Andy Dwyer, and he's got these, you know, he's on stilts or whatever.
Yeah, like a walker kind of thing, yeah.
For half the season, or first two seasons and everything, and now he's an action star and all that. What Marvel does with their casting is unparalleled.
Yes. They have done... I can't think of one example where they have like failed miserably.
Yeah.
There might be some that aren't as strong as others, but they have done a really good job.
Even their movies that don't do that well in the box office do really well in the box office.
Yeah, exactly. compared to other ones, right.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame could do whatever it wants because it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Huh?
That is our next story.
Okay.
It seems like every year the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominates more artists outside of the rock genre. Eminem, LL Cool J, most recently Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nominees for the class of 2023 will be announced tomorrow, and they released a new mission statement that sounds like it might be an attempt to head off any criticism or anything like that.
Oh, dear.
Quote, born from the collision of rhythm and blues, country and gospel, rock and roll is a spirit that is inclusive and ever-changing. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebrates the sound of youth culture and honors the artists whose music connects to us all.
Hmm. Okay.
And it makes, I think that's a very, like, proper way of saying, we're rock and roll, we do what we want. Like,
it's all music, man.
It is.
It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Treat it like rock and roll. Like, come out, your mission statement would be, we're rock, we do what we want. Like, in a very British, dirty, like, southern... Like
punk.
Attitude.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Come on, why are you worrying about this? Why would you worry about this if you're a rock band, if you're a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It's not as if it's, this is the musical Hall of Fame. We only allow certain musicians into this Hall of Fame. You have to be a proper... No, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm wondering...
They have the PR department.
Yeah. I'm wondering... Who did they nominate that they think is going to cause flack? Beethoven? I mean, is that what it was? It's like, you know, the real progenitor of rock and roll was Beethoven with his... No. I mean, it'd have to be something like
some
way out there.
He's got some provocative
beats, though. Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Beethoven broke all the rules. He was kind of the rock guy of his era, right?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He was a man unto himself. But
you talk to most of the best DJs in hip-hop, some of their biggest influences is Beethoven.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest influences like that stuff.
There's no question he's had influence on Western music. I just think the idea would be hilarious.
That's a great name drop. That was great. I didn't see that one coming. I know that we'll be going over the nominations tomorrow in our entertainment moment, so I'm sure we'll touch on it a little bit more then. But I do like the statement. I think that it unfortunately was necessary, I suppose. But this is why I don't run PR departments and things like that, because I would put all that aside and just have one nice little cover letter with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the top and all that.
Yep.
To who it may concern, we'll rock and roll. We do what we want. Sincerely,
I love that.
Best regards.
I want to see that there. So, although I have to say, I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. It is just an amazing museum. Yep. I mean, they got so much great stuff there. If you ever get a chance to do it, you know, go check it out. It's really cool.
Well, I would definitely check that out.
Yeah,
I'd like to see that. I think that'd be pretty cool. Would you check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if you couldn't, Melissa?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
I think I would.
When I was there, I got to see Jimi Hendrix's couch.
Ooh. Wait, my wife.
They have his couch? Seriously? What are the displays?
That is one funny thing about Hall of Fames. Like, you know, here's Joe Satriani's guitar.
Here's
Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet. And then there's the stuff like, well, we got to fill some space here. We don't have a whole lot of, you know, stuff from certain
Peter
people.
Gabriel's bathrobe there.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take a break right here. We'll come back with some good stuff for you right after Melissa's news on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Ooh, welcome back, everybody. Morning's here on WFHR. Get a little pressure around here. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. James here, Melissa Kay over there in Abbotsford. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
And Seth Habacker right over here to my right.
Yeah, I'm rocking out.
God, good song. I don't know. I don't know if it really holds up with the keys and the keyboard and everything. But
oh, yeah. I love it. I think
it's a good song. It's a fun song.
Yep.
One of the things I've always heard about Billy Joel people love is what you see is what you get. Like,
basically,
especially in the last 10 years or so, like, he just plays the hits. He just gives you what you want. He's very self-deprecating in live, you know, like, I can't hit the high notes like I used to or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Stuff.
And super long shows.
Yeah.
Like 3-hour performances. I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Has he addressed yet that Piano Man is mostly harmonica? Has he mentioned that yet?
I don't know. I'd have to check that out.
We got a That Ain't Right story come up for you a little bit later. It's a doozy. I think it'll go down as one of our greats.
All right.
We also have good stories of the day, of course. But as it is February 1st, this is the beginning of Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the month of February, we're not going to do it every day, but throughout the month of February, we're going to sprinkle in some things that maybe you didn't know about Black history and about some of our greater Americans and some of the people that helped make this country what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Who started Black History Month? Who started it?
That's a good one. I don't know.
I don't think it was any of us.
No.
So,
no, not me.
Let me go ahead and look this up because I was okay. Harvard educated historian and author Dr. Carter G. Woodson is credited with creating Black History Month. He was inspired after attending a 50th anniversary celebration of the 13th Amendment, where various exhibits portrayed events in African American culture. With a mission to amplify Black people's contributions and achievements, Woodson went on to create what is known as the Association for the Study of Afro-American Life and History.
Mm.
In 1926, Woodson and ASALH declared the second week of February, which is aligned with Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass's birthdays, to be Negro History Week.
Okay.
During the next 50 years, communities, schools, and organizations started participating in the week-long recognition of African-American trials and successes. As public interest grew, particularly around the 1960s Civil Rights Movement, the celebration expanded from a week to a month. And in 1976, President Gerald Ford declared February to be Black History Month, and Congress passed a law in 1986 solidifying it as such.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to those that are pushing back, why do Black people get a month? Why did any of you know that? Any of you know any of that, what I just told you?
Mm-mm.
That's why we have Black History Month. That's a big part of why. Go ahead and look at your old textbooks from grade school, your old textbooks from high school. How much Black history is in there? How much, you know, any of these, anybody of the creed other than European history is in there? Look around right now at our country. Do you just see European people with European history? Nope.
All over.
All around the gamut. We got the United Nations in this country. We got it all. You want it? We got it. We got it all, baby.
That's right.
And that's one of the most beautiful things in the world is what America is. Being able to bring all these cultures, these creeds, these religions into one place And yes, we argue. Yes, we fight. Yes, we have battles. We have violence and all sure. these things. Think about the amount of people in America and the stats that you see all the time about violence, about hate crimes, about all these things. We're winning. The good are winning. It's hard for me to say that. The rise of anti-Semitism and some of these things, it makes you wonder. It makes you curious. Mm-hmm. I refuse to believe that that part of society is winning. I see the other side of it. There was a rise of 22% in anti-Semitism in 2022. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at that other 70%+
right.
of positivity here and everything. It's important. This stuff matters. And it's, mm-hmm. it's as a side note, really cool. Like, history is yeah. awesome. Like, it's just kind of fascinating, however you feel about this one.
Mm-hmm.
William Tucker, son of indentured servants from Great Britain, was the first recorded African child to be born in the colonies in 1624.
Wow.
William Tucker.
Wow. See, I didn't know that.
Vermont was the first colony to ban slavery in 1777.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Don't think of that as something that Vermont is known for.
No.
But if I was a Vermont, what do you call somebody from
Vermonter.
Vermonter?
Okay. I think Vermonter is
okay.
what
yeah,
it
that
is.
That
yeah.
makes sense. Okay, if I was a Vermonter, I kind of yeah. like that. If I was a Vermonter, man, I'd be wearing that like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn cool. In the 1770s, a Quaker named Anthony Benzet created the first school for African-American children.
Wow.
In 1770s.
This is amazing stuff. This is so cool.
Between 1810 and 1850, an estimated 100,000 slaves used the Underground Railroad to escape to the North.
Mm. That's fascinating. Mm.
And William Wells Brown's novel, Calatel, The President or the President's Daughter, is the first written by an African-American to be published in 1853.
Wow. Hmm. That is, oh man, that is so cool.
Hattie McDaniel became the first black person to win an Oscar for her supporting role in Gone with the Wind in 1940.
Mm-hmm. That one I did know.
Yeah. And the legend, in my opinion, maybe the greatest actor that's ever lived, Sidney Poitier, was the first black man to win 24 years later for his leading role of Lilies of the Field.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest acting performances of all time.
Yes, indeed.
In 1864, Rebecca Lee Grumpler graduated from New England Female Medical College as the first black woman to receive a medical degree in the U.S.
Wow.
Hmm.
And very similar to some of the other things we mentioned, baseball legend Jackie Robinson had an older brother. I think Jackie Robinson is what you all know, but maybe you didn't know that he had an older brother, Matthew Mack Robinson, who broke the Olympic record in 1936 in the 200-meter dash. However, he took home the silver medal because there was this guy, Jesse Owens, that, kind of did his thing, too, as well in that Olympics.
Well, you know, that, again, something I didn't know. I think we need a little bit more about him. That's something I want to learn more about. I think I'm going to do some research here when we're done because I'm fascinated by that. That's so cool.
I've got a bookmark on my laptop here just all about his history that I'm, I can't wait to dive into.
Yeah
I hear you. And I keep coming back to this. The 1936 Olympics is the greatest example of beating a team on their home court. You will never have anything better as far as, in championship games and mm-hmm. you're playing on the opposing team's field and beating them on their field. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, that's all well and cool and everything. And then there's Jesse Owens beating Hitler about as far as Seth and I are from each other and just dominating him, Holmes. Just dominance. like nobody's ever done before. Like, that's, like, think of that. Think mm-hmm. of just going over there. For that, mm-hmm. let alone like breaking records and like literally right in the face of Hitler and all of his little cowardly friends saying this is what a human being is.
Right.
It's not my skin. It's what I do. It's mm-hmm. who I am.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Just an important bits and pieces of history. And we'll kind of stop there for now. We'll come back to this, throughout the month. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole, I'm not going to, go and try to badger people with this or spend a ton of time on it or anything like that. I understand that, unfortunately, there is some pushback on these things. I'll say this, if you wonder, if you're, well, why isn't there this History Month? Why isn't there this History Month? You have it already. It's called history class from grades 1 to 12.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the Euro history is well documented.
Entrenched.
Well entrenched. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, and get in line, by the way, too, because as far as Jewish people go, we've got like International Holocaust Day. That's it. That's the only day that we have that is recognized as far as learning anything about Jewish history and stuff. And it's all tied to one of the worst moments in Jewish history.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, it could be worse. Could be worse. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun. But happy Black History Month, everyone.
Yeah.
This is WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James with you. We'll take it right to the top of the hour with some Danny Wright stuff and good stories of the day.
Uh-huh.
And this is a doozy, you guys. This sounds like the plot of a 1980s movie.
Oh, no.
Two weeks ago, the assistant coach of a girls' JV basketball team in Virginia entered the game herself as a player.
What?
Her name is Arisha Boykins. She's 22.
Uh-oh.
And she was impersonating a 13-year-old who was out of town and wasn't able to play. And there's video.
Oh, no.
There's video online of Arisha playing in the game, and she was not worried about staying under the radar. She was balling. Like dominance, Holmes. Like just... You see those NBA players, and they do the kids things, you know, where they got the little, you know, first graders around. And they're every once in a while, you got one of the players who like, you know, slapping the ball out of their hand.
Yeah.
That's essentially what it was. After word got out, Arisha was canned by the school. Several other coaches, including the head coaches of the JV and varsity teams, were also let go.
Oh, dear.
The girls on the team decided to opt out for the rest of the season.
Wow.
The dad of the 13-year-old who was being impersonated was not amused, saying, yeah. Coaches always preach about integrity, so I was shocked.
Yeah.
Now, this, I feel for those kids. They just lost out on the tail end of their season.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were playoff bound or anything like that, all because of a silly thing that a coach did, that an adult did,
yeah.
mind you, an adult acting like a child.
Yeah, right.
And everything like that.
Literally.
Right.
Exactly.
And so I think we get the serious part of this.
We do.
You know, and those things. Can we just talk about this as like a 1980s movie and how unbelievable this is? Like, she's going out there. She didn't even look close to, like, a 13-year-old. Like, it's remarkable to me.
Oh, man. I think this was the plot line for Hoosiers 2 that never came out.
That's so good. I'm going to try to play a little of the video for Seth here. I don't know. I did not get a chance to pull this up beforehand
to preview it a little bit.
Because I'm curious. I want to see how she looks compared to the other kids. I'm very curious to see if she, you know, there's plenty of adults who, you know, aren't that tall or that big and maybe, you know.
Right. Yeah. Maybe she wasn't too much. Well, I guess we'll have to see, but yeah.
Well, but her face is probably still gonna look.
A 22-year-old looks a lot different from a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, there's a couple of people who could probably get away, you know, baby face kind of thing.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. She's much bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Oh, what are we doing here? Like, the video that we have is kind of grainy and not the best. And even in this video, I can see the difference of a full-grown woman and the rest of that team. Yeah. That's sad. That's just kind of sad.
The fact that she was grabbing every rebound. You know, that has something to do with it, too, you know.
This doesn't just sound like an 80s movie. It sounds like an 80s movie that would have been canceled by now. You remember that movie Soul Man about the guy who wants to get into college and he basically puts on blackface?
Blackface, basically.
I forget the actor who it was.
I remember that. Oh, God.
Like, that movie. Like, you talk about not aging well. This feels like one of those kind of movies. Like, it would have came out in the 80s. There was another one. Just one for the guys. There was a girl who pretended to be a guy and all that and everything. Yeah, so she could be on the football team or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The 80s were littered with these movies.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Why?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's my question. Was there a reason?
Why she did this?
Yeah.
I'm guessing from the little bit of digging I've done, she thought that if they would just, this would go under the radar and they wouldn't have to forfeit the game because they didn't have enough players. That's okay. what it sounds like. I'm not reporting that. That's right. just from what the little bit I've been able to piece together, because I'm so with you, Melissa. Like, what part of you? This happens sometimes in the NBA where a ball's going out of bounds and an NBA player will catch it. Or a ball is some defense is going on right by the stand, or, you know, right where they're sitting.
The bench,
and you see him almost stand up to go for a ball and not do it. That kind of thing. We've had little tiny things like this sometimes, but at the same time, I mean, you know, nothing ever to this extreme.
The odds of her getting away with it are very slim. So, but obviously, I'm sure if you talk to her now, she would say, I'm not gonna. I wouldn't. If I knew what would have happened, I wouldn't have done it. You know, kind of thing. You'd hope. Yeah. They'll learn a little bit, because it sounds like everyone lost their job because of that. Like, everybody lost their job because of it.
I really feel for those kids.
Yeah,
it's really.
It wasn't even them. They didn't have anything to do.
I don't know if they would have had, like, because the whole coaching staff's gone. Even if the kids did want to continue, I don't know if they would have been able to.
Yeah, exactly.
That ain't right.
That ain't right.
Getting to some good stories of the day to wrap up the show. A 10-mile stretch of Interstate 70 in Colorado got shut down for 5 hours on Saturday after a big rig jackknifed in the snow. So a bluegrass band called Elk Range set up on the road and played music while people danced. And that is my new favorite band.
Oh my gosh.
Elk Range, everybody.
I hope they have some records out there, because they're going to sell a whole bunch of records.
Yeah, you go ahead and look them up. Yeah. Elk Range. That is, I
Elk Range, man. I love bluegrass to begin with. I just love that too. Yeah.
Make sure that you type in Elk Range the band, because just Elk Range will just tell you where a bunch of elk are hanging out.
I thought this was a band. What are all these elk doing here, man?
If you've got a big birthday or milestone coming up, throw a party. A study found celebrations are good for our mental health and general well-being. It just needs to have these three things: friends and family, food and drinks, and it should highlight an important milestone, not just a random party.
Oh, okay. So it's not just throwing a party to throw a party.
Yeah.
It should have some meaning to it.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm going to invite everyone to my February 1st party today, and so we can all feel better.
Yes. Or you can have a party tomorrow for Groundhog Day.
Yeah, there you go.
For Groundhog Day. My papa's got a birthday coming up on the 12th.
There you go. You got a reason to celebrate right there.
Do you ever get junk mail from a company called Valpak?
Yes.
It's usually a blue envelope with coupons in it. Some people use them, most don't. But if you get one this month, maybe check inside before you throw it in the trash. 1,000 random envelopers will also receive $10 cash inside.
Whoa!
It's nice.
Cash? Well,
cash?
$10 cash inside. That's pretty cool. Weird.
Everyone's going to get theirs opened already.
and that is very weird, Melissa. Like, that, I don't even know how they're
supposed to send cash through the mail.
You're not supposed to.
I don't know how they're necessarily getting away with that.
I don't think there's a law, but I don't think you're. I think it's like considered gauche. Yeah.
I think you're right there. Yeah. A woman in Florida was cleaning out her grandfather's house after he passed away at 98 and found a tin box hidden in his fireplace with $4,000 in it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
She says her family knew he liked to hide money in different spots, but it didn't think it would be that much. Mm-hmm. Now they're using a metal detector to search his yard and already found a bottle full of old coins.
Boy, I got to say, man, that was not a random or uncommon experience. When my grandparents passed away, you better believe it, going through their house, they found money everywhere.
Yeah, and you got to check everything. Like, containers and like old cigarette, you know, or those cigar boxes.
Any
places you wouldn't expect it to be.
Exactly.
So, is this macabre or morbid of me to think that, when you're giving out your inheritance, do it into one of these, like, follow the X things or treasure hunt?
Treasure hunt.
Yeah.
If you're one of those people that was known for doing stuff like that, yes, you can get away with it. If not, it's just weird.
Yeah, otherwise, yes, that is probably it's just weird. I think that's probably a good point by you. I'm going to stop from doing that right now. Because my brain was going for a second there, like, ooh, wait a minute, what am I talking about? What am I got to leave anybody? What am I?
Your shirts? Is that
I
what
suppose.
It is?
Yeah, because everybody's going to want my clothes. Yeah, that's definitely something my kids are going to. The thing that embarrasses them possibly the most about me. Just maybe they will want it just so they can bury it. And just make darn sure no other human being ever has to wear these things again. And of course, our other great good story of the day, being joined by our friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, being able to sponsor and talk, not sponsor, but talk about Misty's Menu, and all, you know, celebrating that, announcing a new winner for January, and talking with Thomas Redbird and our friends at Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino, made a new friendship today and everything.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's awesome.
And of course, the best listeners in radio, all of you out there, be sure to follow us on online. You can go to any of our any social media place and find us at Civic Media or WFHR. Go to civicmedia.us to find all of our original shows. We're streaming on Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you get your spot, you know. And be sure to download the app as well. It's a great way to take us with you wherever you go, and you'll never have to miss anything.
Yes, indeed.
Melissa, we hope you have a fantastic day. Enjoy yourself.
Yes, you too, gentlemen.
And Seth, have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. You as well.
Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.